Kof Dalad Nissen, Monday the 2nd of May, Rabbi Moshe Yon Hartman, Yetzias Mitzrayim as a preparation for Matan Torah.
Shalom Aleichem. I'll start with the Dvar Halacha, then the Dvar Hagoda will end up and touch up the Dvar Halacha. There's a Gemara in Elchin that says, "What is the which days we say Halil Hasholim? Shmoyno Esar Yom that we say Halil Hasholim." The Gemara says you have to have three conditions. You have to have a day which is also be'asiyas melocha, kudish. It has to be a day that has a new korban, and it has to be also a day that it's a yom tov. Moyed, which is Shabbos, is also be'asiyas melocha and it has a special korban, but it's not a moyed. Rosh Chodesh is moyed and it has a korban. But it's not also b'asiyas melocha. That's why these 2 days, the Gemara says there's no halal, hasholim. Agav in this Gemara, what can be if you have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh echal is b'Shabbos. What can it be? The Pasha says there's no tzil, there's no new shame of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. A Shabbos on its own does not mechayev of a halal, and Rosh Chodesh on its own is not mechayev of a halal. So this day you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together, there's not a reason to say Halal. That's the Pashtus. But Rav Hupner showed that there is a new Musig of what says Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Where? On Musaf of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Musaf of Shabbos always Tikanto. Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is always Rosh Chodoshim. Musaf of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is a new thing. Atei Tzalto. And the whole Musaf we saw over there is Yom Tov. So after his son, what's his body, what's the Gershenis? Everything is Yom Tov Dikinusach. So Rav Hupner, why do you see from here that Shabbos Rish Chodesh together is not a Shabbos on its own, and it's not Rish Chodesh on its own, rather it's a Shabbos Rish Chodesh. It's a new berye of Shabbos Rish Chodesh. So even this, we should say also Halal Gadol. When it's a Shabbos Rish Chodesh, because together makes a new Musig of Shabbos Rish Chodesh, which is a Shtik Yom Tov, we should say also Halal Gadol.
Halasholim.
Halasholim, yeah. Halasholim, right?
It's not a
mind. Yeah, but it has to be a shame mind, or it's enough to be called a mind. You see, that we said Nusach, that's what he shows. It's a Nusach, a Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a... You see, it has to be maybe a shame mind.
Rosh Chodesh,
that's a shame mind. Rosh Chodesh, that's a shame mind. Rosh Chodesh doesn't ram chayim. Yeah, okay. The shal is, he said, the shame mind. Of Rosh Chodesh does not go to the Shabbos. So Elamai, we could say that the combination of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh helps only for Musaf, not for Halal. That should be the kivun. The Shabbos Rosh Chodesh makes a new thing, a new shame, only legabe Musaf, not legabe Halal. Merkez is zogin as a spalt. So we could say the Gemara in Zvachim says that there is Musig. That the Kolben, the Gemara says, the guy be 5 things. But the Kolben, the Gemara has a shayla. What's Kredin? Makudish or Todil? What comes before? Where it says, Kolben Tamid comes before Kolben Musaf. Where it says, no, the Nishkilai, why not? The Musaf, Ahani, the Tamid. The Tamid, on the day of a Musaf, becomes more Makudish. On the day of Rosh Chodesh, on the day of Shabbos, not only the Kolben of Shabbos is a Kolben of Makudish, the Tamid also steigs, and it becomes a more mekudesh dika korban. The Gemara says, Agabi Tomid and Rosh Chodesh, where it says, what happens in a Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos is Kodim, where it says, no, the Musif, the korban Musif of Rosh Chodesh, Ahani, the Shabbos. The Gemara says, Agabi Rosh Hashanah, and the five examples over there, 4 of korbanos, 1 of Kiddush. We say, Brocha Kiddush Hayoyim and Birkas Hayayim. Where it says, but also the Birkas Hayoyin, a Hanil Liyayin, that becomes more Mekudish. Not because Liyayin is more Todim. So the Choyal, the three of them, you could say such a thing. That Legabe Musiv, Legabe Tefilis, Musa Tfilis Kenegit Kabonis Tiknum, Gabi that the shame of Shchodesh Ahadi LeShabbos, and makes the whole thing become a new thing. Becomes a different Hagdorah and the Kovan. So the Kovan of Shabbos is now a different Kovan. Not only a Shabbos Tikkun Kovan, rather to Shabbos Chodesh Tikkun Kovan. That will be the Pshat over there. Mashneke Lagabe Halal. Halal is not part of the Pashtus Kenegit Kabonis. Has nothing to do with Kabonis. Halal is Halal. We thank Hashem, the Halal Hashem, Mashamech. But it has nothing to do with Pashtus with Kabonis. Lagabe Deh, there's no Rav Kimina that's a Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. But the Chodesh is a totally Machoikis Achoyim.
Halal was with the Kabonis. We gave Kabonis the singing Halal.
Again?
We gave Kabonis the singing Halal.
They say Halal b'shas haKorban of Rosh Chodesh. It was the Shira of the Korban. It's the same. That was the Shira. The Shira was Halal. It was in the Bochina. It was different. That was in Pesach. When Pesach, they said Halal. All the Korbanos of Yadim, I don't think they said Halal b'shas. It was b'shal Chalil Makir. Okay. It will be told in Machlokes Achronim. What's going to be in the case of Yom Kippur Shechal Yis B'Shabbos? And someone is a chayla or zoken and he has to eat. Does he do kiddush or not? What's the halacha? We do say by yichulu davening and pshum zalman and says a person has to be very very makpid in that, not to forget to say by yichulu because that's the only kiddush doraisa yirtze. But anyway, someone eats. Should he do kiddush or not? Rabbi Kegel says not. I'm sorry. The Kegel says, yeah, why not? You have a Shabbos, you have a Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur doesn't father all Kiddush, or the Shabbos does. So why did we say, you should say Kiddush, I'll say Shabbos for boy. That's what the Kegel says. Chemer Simcha Kumpt with Anayim Hal, Chemer Simcha says, no. The Yom Kippur, Ahani the Shabbos. Because Yom Kippur doesn't require Kiddush, that's what the Shabbos also doesn't. That's what Meir Simcha says. Meir Simcha is the more Mechudosh over here. Takes the Gemara in Zvachim, which speaks about Korbanos and about the Kiddush, Lagabi, two brachas that have to do one with each other. And he says the same thing applies to other things also. Then Meir Simcha is the more Mechudosh. So if you have Meir Simcha, there's no answer. If you have Kegel, the Pshat is that this concept, this combination of the two Boyadim, two Zmanim together is only the Gabi Musif, the Gabi things that have to do with each other, the Gabi Halunat. The Fir Mele Simche, it's the Gabi for all the things as well. So Fir Mele Simche, Taki Baim et Shmer, why in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we not say Halil HaSholim. That's, but nice, the verse says over here that, again, the Tnoim, they say Halil HaSholim is Moyed, Korbonos, and Yisru Malachim. So the Gemara, Chol HaMoyed Sukkos, has chalukim the carbonos him. So every day you say Halal Hasholim. Mashenk in Pesach is not chalukim the carbonos him. You don't say Halal Hasholim every day. From here, the Malashon, a few places, the Brochus and the Sanhedrin, has a bombakashi. The priest can say, why did we say Halal b'shvish Pesach? Shvish Pesach is Yom Tov. And right, we don't say Shechyanu. We don't say Halal. So the Achoyim says, the priest can bring from the Medrash, B'Shem HaMedrash, why don't we say Halal on Shvish HaPesach? Huh? Ma'asi Yodom Ve'am. For the Marashon, it's Nishvah the Gemara, but the verse over here, Nishvah the Gemara says, the reason you don't say Halal on days of Pesach, because Einam Chanukim Mekom Benesim. So that's what the Marashon says, Blayv Tzorchiyun, on that Ma'alach. L'chok Miyash of the Ma'alach, the Aposha Teretz, and I heard from Rebbe Zer Schlesinger, and he said, but the Gemara says in Elchin that right, on the normal circumstances, the tnoim of Halal is these three tnoim: Korban, Kiddush from Meloche, and Yom Tov. The Gemara says also Chanukah is Halal. Why Chanukah is Halal? The Gemara says Mishum Niso. When there's a day of a Nes, then he also says Halal. Agami doesn't have all the tnoim. So the Blazer Shlesinger, so that's the reason. The kasha, the place is in a chav, mishum, the sug of the Gemara here, we don't say halal because it doesn't have all the three tnaim, doesn't have shinui akobin. However, it still has nes. And a nes is in the chai mahal, like we see on Chanukah. The nes is a sibah to say halal. Chot, it's a poshta teretz. Why, Marshall, they couldn't think about such a poshta teretz. Consider the Mahashiv should hold like what there's a Kashiv to Yem. Gemara says in Megillah, famous Gemara. Umami misalachayim amrin and shilo. I'm sorry, Mami Shibud legeulo amrin and shilo. I'm so left with saying this. It's shilo. Me misalachayim alachas kama vakama. Gemara says in Purim, you should say halal. Because Madoch in Pesach, you say halal. And over there was only Mishibud legeulo. So in Purim, which was misalachayim, Avada should say halal. And that the Chassidus said that the Purim has din doraisa because the Kavuchim is doraisa. The Torah even has kasha. We say shira on Yitzir Mishmud Legiula. Who says shira? Nobody says shira. Shira means the halal. We don't say halal in Shemesh Pesach. Halal Hashorim. That's what Torah even asks. Look at Pachaditzro, he learns it up in the Rabban and also he explains Rashi with it. That the emphasis that the Zmanom is Mechuluk. The Loshon Yerushalmi is Tchila Sagiula was on the Tzim Tzayim. Gmar Gwilson was on Shusha Pesach. Today we think on Tesvav on the Yatzi Gula. We don't think on Tesvav that we had Gula Chelkis, only a Chilik of the Gula. Then Shusha Pesach we had another Chilik. No. We think today when we say Halal on Lil Pesach, we think for the whole Yitzir on the Abdus, the Chelus. We mentioned the Nisim of Kiyazamzut, we mentioned the Nisim of everything, because today we think on everything. So we say Shira, so Ma Mi Abdus, Mishibu the Gula, Abrin on Shira, when is this? The fit of Pachad Yitzchak, he brings a Ramban. That's on Leil Pesach. The Leil Pesach, we say Shira, not only on the Yitzir Mitzrayim, we say on the whole Yitzir Mitzrayim, which includes also Kiryas Yam Suf. That's what Pachad says. That's the reason the Baruch Shol didn't hold like these Poiskim. But the Poiskim of Shol don't hold like that. They hold that there that the Shira of Leil Yom Tov does not include the Yitzir of Kiryas Yam Suf. That's what he says. The problem is in the B'Shezif against him. The B'Shezif says, when he brings down this medley, he doesn't ask, we should say Shira on Shvir Shal Pesach. He says, why did we say Halil called Shiva Sime Pesach? And he gives the answer, we put in my Poloshon Shal Rishoyim. Kol Shiva Sime Pesach? There's no Nes on Kol Shiva Sime Pesach. The Nes was only on Shvir Shal Pesach, not on all Shiva Sime Pesach. So the B'Shezif, he can't say the Shtikul Teire, although Bezos doesn't go. So maybe you could say a pshat in the B'Shezif that the Maisa, the Nes of Kiryas Yam Suf has to do with only Yom Pesach. It's not something separate. And it's obvious that the Nes before it happened only on Shvir Shal Pesach. But the Nes has to do with all Yom Pesach. That's what Pashas he would say. And Taki Shita Saraban, Rabban has a new Shita, the Yischolik in all the Rishonim. Magimish says, that is the Shita Yechidoi, is Chulik in all the Rishonim. The Ramban holds that the Halal we say on Pesach is not a meaning like Tish Chodesh. It's a din. The two Halals. There's Halal Din, which is Halal Shalom, and there's Halal meaning. The Ramban says there's a third thing. The Halal of Cholamoyed, that's also a din. To say Cholamoyed Pesach Halal She'enoi Shalom, that's the way they're Avekish the Takona, the Ikil Dinam. That's what the Ramban says. Why the Mechitis Rabban has such a halal? The Chodesh knows such a halal. The Rabban holds like that. That because there was a nace on Yitzhak Mitzrayim, or in Kiryas Yam Suf, that's the reason to say halal every day. Why did we say halal Sholem? Because Ma'aseh Yadot Avayam. But it's enough of a reason to say halal Shein Sholem. Okay.
Why can't you turn on Ma'aseh Yadot Avayam on Ma'aseh Yadot Avayam and Chanukah as well?
Oh, that's a good question. Maybe we'll get to that. It's a good. Over there, Ishlod, and what's the Ness of Chanukah?
The Ness is the Pachashem.
Oh.
What?
The Ness is the Pachashem.
The main Ness was the Rabbin B'Yamatim,
what's
been about time, and showing
B'Yasadikim.
What?
Where's the Ness of Pachashem? The problem is the Maharal holds that the Pachashem is
only. Yeah.
That's Pashtis. That's what we say. That's what Mers is. The Shitta Samaharal is that the Ness of Pachashem is a Gilui on the Ness of Milchomis. Look at that. Tell the Christian, look at it. Why have it? It's all. The Nikudah wasn't so much the Nechama. That wasn't the like my Shmur says, why don't we have a Sudas and Hanukkah? It's Gula Ruchnis, that's the equal Nikudah of Hanukkah. There was, if the Yvonim wouldn't fight, we wouldn't kill them, Stam. The Mitzvah came to kill us. Okay, so. So the Choy, that's what the Choy, Hoyamokim Lemar in the Bishesif, was such a great. The Bishesif, we can't say such a tickle data, why not? The Mishnah says in Hanukkah, why do we say Halal Hashem every single day? That's what he asks. See, he brings three Tawutzim. And all the Tawutzim have the same kav, that every day there's a difference. He says chalukim benirisayim. Everything is different. That's like chalukim bekomunasayim. You see, the Bishas of old that one aness of one day, agam it's nagah for all the days. It's not enough to say halal. Halal has to be only gizokt in a day that has its own reason to say halal. So every day is different nail, every day is different nasi, every day is different kolban. That's what he says, the Mishayisim. So the Mishayisim can't say that the reason, the havamina, to say halal, all the Shiras in Pesach, is because of the Nesim Kriyas Hamsuf. Because the Nesim Kriyas Hamsuf happened only on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And the Mishayisim hold that they say a nis on every single day, like I'm at Swan Yom Tiv, but you have to have a nis on every single day. And this didn't happen. So we get to hold the question, doctor, why? What's the halamina to say halal on every single day of Pesach? The place, the Mishnah brings the kasha, or the medlash, why don't we say halal, kol shiva sina Pesach? And he says, we pray my polosa shal yishoyim. The question is, the kasha marsha, merite is on halal every day? Why do you say halal every day? The next is only shiva sina Pesach. So that's the kasha, that's the kasha with this. I'm finishing with the chilek ha'agodin, halokhe, and maybe the Haggadah will be yashed this a little. The kasha of the Mishesif is, what's the Hagamina of Chazal to say that Pesach should be in Halal every single day? If because the Nes, like the Blayish Shlazinger says, that's only the first day, or last day, not all the days. So why should we say Halal every single day? So I'd like to open the Chilek Haggadah with a medlash, a very interesting medlash. The medlash says,
you should say Halal, but you don't say because
Masa Yudin. So the Bishayis says the Kashi is in all seven days. Mipnima Eilin Mahalu Kol Shiva Sinachag. Mipnima Pesach. Mipnima Palosan Shalishoy. Mipnima Masa Yudin. Or you say the idea. The Kashi is in all seven days. But all the days of Halal.
We had a Shiva here before Pesach on a similar subject in which he wanted to suggest, I think, that the Nes was the first day and the seventh day, and the whole problem in between would be Zilusa de Chol HaMoed. That if you would say Halil on the first day and the seventh day, and not say Halil on the Chol HaMoed, then that would be a Zilusa for Chol HaMoed. Because on Sukkot, you do because
this?
It was.
Who says this?
The speakers spoke for
it. No, but they said this one?
If you would say it Chol HaMoed, they must
be able to do it. That's it. But still, what's the damage?
Chol HaMoed.
So the Gemara says, "The Pasha B'Shalach, Medrash Shabbat Pasha B'Shalach, because it says, 'Vayasev and Loikim Esom Derech Yamsuf.' Vayasev Pasha Sivu. What's Vayasev? Turn around, Sivuv. But why is the Gemara, the Medrash says a different Pasha than Vayasev? Ma'u Vayasev? For the Medrash, Sheikifu Nakodesh Bohu. Because Bohu surrounded them. What's Vayasev and Loikim Esom? You have to know what's Derech Yamsuf." What's Vayasev Elikim Yisrael? Because Bogu surrounded Am Yisrael. Keshem Shuaim Avani Ei Elonu Mashem Choymas Eish Soviv. And then the middle of springs, Kigon Roya Shoya Roya Tzoyna Yidroz Ze Evi Boi Mara Tzoyn Roya Soivi Vesa Tzoyn Shloi Nozku Kach Beshoa Shoyot Yisrael Mitzayim Hoya Lufi Edoim Umoyo Vuchnan Vamolik Oimdim Venoistim Esoeitzo Heyach Lovoy Al Yisrael. When Am Yisrael go out of Mitzrayim, so the Alufi Edo Yimoyev Knan and Amalek said, how could we be Mazik Am Yisrael? Hey, Achlo Vyal Am Yisrael. Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kach, Si Bevoisom, Shelo Yavoy Aleim. Shene Mar Vayasev Elokim Esom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded Am Yisrael, that the Goyim should not come and fight with them. Yesh Le'ayin, that they said, Noistin Eso Eitzo. They're trying to think, What could we do? How to harm Am Yisrael? So what does help the Kishmokim Masav Am Yisrael? They could still have their Eitzes. They could still think. What does help the Kishmokim Masav Am Yisrael that they can't see them? Let's say they can't see them, they can't meet them. But they have Eitzes. How could we get to them? The Eitzes still die? So maybe we could say that Mahalchi is over here, that there's a Pasuk, which is Gizokt before Matan Torah in Parshas Yisro before Matan Torah, Shteta Pasuk, Vo'esor Eschem Al Kanfei Neshorim, Vo'avi Eschem Eloi. This Pasuk, the Midrashim is saying on this Pasuk many, many different things. And it's all the Midrashim. Rashi brings a few of them. Rashi brings this pasuk in a few places. First of all, in the Talmud Gemara, it says a gevaldik gezach. That pesach new shalayim. Okay, this Rashi doesn't bring. Rashi Talmud Gemara says what's for eso esrem that bizman achilat zapesach shchita zapesach and achilat zapesach they shecht in any shalayim. Because what we took Am Yisrael to Yerushalayim, they shecht the pesach and they ate in Yerushalayim. Rashi says for eso esrem on the first day of Yitzias Mitzrayim. They all went iskaptu mshorachas in Ram from Ramses to Sukkis. That was the first thing. All iskaptu was like an S. Iskaptu all the shishim riboy together. That's voeso eschem. Rash says later again, what's voeso eschem? Al kind of nishorim, like the nesher that he protects his kids. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was like the onon, and he said that the avonim and the chitzim of the mitzim should reach the onon and should reach Am Yisrael. And later, Rash says. That Am Yisrael were very afraid and had pachad of the Maim and Al-Sinai, and who was came from Old Tzedodim to the like Kinesher that he comes to his kids, Benachas, not with the Gantish Talkai. It's a, this pasuk we see in Yitzir time many, many times. Also, Bizmana Yitzir in the Talmud of Innocent, and also the day, the first day they left in time. And also as a chono of the pasuk stated before the thing, v'esro eschem al kanfe neshorim v'ovi eschem eloi. And also it says Gabi the mitzrim. And also b'zman matatere that Kishboru came from all Arba. What's miyuchad in this pasuk? What's pshat all this in the Roshim? And what is the pasuk coming? What am I saying? This pasuk. What's the agenda of this pasuk? This pasuk coming to tell us v'esro eschem al kanfe neshorim. And the king talking the pshat is. And for Esau, like Loshon Hagboy, the middle before says there was Magbiah them. For Esau, truly Loshon Hagboy. The idea of the approach to Matan Torah is Hagboy. Like Rashi says, Raim Shmuis, everybody kulal moidu, the moidu nam lochem. Lamad ila vahu yoimo. Rabbi Yisuf says, ila vahu yoimo, kama yoisit iko bishiko. Shalmaditi Torah, the misrimamti. The Torah megadlo umeramamtu, umerimamtu yal kalamaisim. Torah eptuf the mensch, that's what Torah does. Makes the mensch higher. That's what Torah does. That's the way you can fight with the Yitzhorah. The Torah makes a person more. I heard once from Rebbe Melichter. He was trying to make it very, we've heard him, he makes it very. Yeah. The idea of the Torah, how Torah wins the Yitzhorah. He says, I come to learn, and I see the Yitzhorah come inside the room, big, fat, colorful. Very attracting. And I'm learning, and I look at him, and he's still very, very big, like a big monster. And I'm trying to learn more and more, and I say, he's still very big. He said, I'm starting to learn the Iyun, trying to understand what I'm learning, and I look at him, and he's becoming smaller. So that's, I tell you, the time, tell you that I'm mischabel to understand, have gishmak, have das, have vonin. Every time I read this, won't help me again today, it's all. Now, anyway, how does it help? Makes me higher. Makes the person misrimamti. So the guy's hachon of the Torah is voeso eschem. Hachon is a hagboy. So that's the one kav. That's the kav that's miyash of all the things, all the midrashim. Targum Yonasan says that they were in Yerushalayim. About it, it wasn't in Kipshutai. About it, wasn't in Kipshutai that they were in Yerushalayim. Otherwise, all he says of time is mutil. Is extra. Medas in a tefisa in Seichel during Roimam. They're so high that this is called that they're in Yerushalayim. That's like in Tzvili after this time. In Yerushalayim you have to think, Keilu Oimim Bekodesh HaKadoshim. Think, the Das, they're in Yerushalayim. And then afterwards they came out to the Kibbutz Am Yisrael. They were swimming to be all together. It was all at the beginning of the Yetziah. They were in the Shtayg. They came out inside the Shtayg. And then the Kishpoh who saved them from the Mitzin, Kipshutim, I mean, the sound, he put like a Mechitza. To make sure that the rocks don't go through. Lachem, we can talk to the Atif and the Rabbis that the Pshat is that Kippur was Moroi Nei Am Yisrael. It was born to a place that the Chitzim and Avon can reach. He elevated them. And they're holding the place now, the Matzav and the Nagin, and a place in a high Nagin that the Mitzvah can't get there. And that's for sure, that's the Achon of the Matatere. It was the Mekav of them and the Matatere Alein. Everything is Vo'ez Toeshim. The idea of the approach to Torah is nisrimamti, to elevate. And really, that's the pshat over here. The pshat over here says and had the Eitzel, right, how to come. Noisim is to Eitzel Echlovoi. So Kishbogu said, Sinu Voisim Shaloi Avoi Aleim. The Tereitzel, like Kishbogu was beside them, and watch that the Goyim can't reach. He elevated Am Yisrael to such a dog that when the Goyim looked around, they can't happen where the people are. They see that Am Yisrael is beyond their Musad. This Hagboy is the Imam Tonu, is Mikol al Shainis. Hagboy is the Biachas. Who is the Kibur Makbiahos Biachas too? All the Shainis, all the Amim stay where they are. The Kibur is Makbiah, Am Yisrael, to be Hechet, to be close to Hashem. Imam Tonu, Mikol al Shainis. Why Matan Taylor? Right, the Go says that's Muhammad Kenny Shuris. When I'm told Mikol HaShenis, the Go says that's the Chelik of that part of Avening, which is Muhammad Kenny Shuris. That was Nisroim Amtim. So, Melem, till Shusha Pesach, the Hagbol of Am Yisrael was on the Cheshbin of the Umus Arilam. Shtet, another one that's over here, you know, time now, how there was such a pachat in all the going, even before Kesamsev. Of course, you get Kesamsev, which is the evil to Mitzrayim, and made the pachat to all the going around the world. Was the Hagboy of Am Yisrael was in the Cheshbon of the Goyim. That's the idea. Maran says, HaChoyrev, Shem Shom Yotza Chobon Umas Oilom. Why Chobon? When you elevate someone, and someone else stays in his Dagger, that's a Chobon for him. He's Meil Chorev Erem. So Meilem, that's the Shaila. The Shaila is, all the 7 days, we had this Hagboy, Vo'eso Eschem. Hagboy, how do you say Hagboy in Lashon HaKodesh? One of the Lashonis of Hagboy, the Ba'avu Nasri says Srim Boy Elohim. To make you, to elevate you as the Nasis. Kenzen, that's kind of glory. But the Gemara says that also a Nase is a really disallowed. What's a Nase? It's Hagboy. So all the 7 days of Shush of Pesach are young Mishal Hagboy and Yisrael Mamdi. And it's also Moyed. So that's a time of Shahala. Like, nay, I said, there's no Polish Hashem Rishoyim. So all these different 7 days brought to Ha'ibu the Mitzrayim. So we don't see how look. But the kashuv of the Medrash is, we should say Hallel every single day, because every single day is a Nochat Yisefes, and Voyeso Eschem, Nochat Yisefes, and Kirvut Hashem, like we count every day with Sfilet, we count every day with Sfilet, to Miskavut Hashem. The Maral said that all the 48 days of Mechumen Keneged, the Arboim, the Shmoyin, the Kinyon HaToyro. That all them were the Roimim as all them. Okay, so that's the Oif and the issue of the Mesheisef. And so the Meidim that the Achone Tamana Teiru should have, the best Achone the Choye Tamana Teiru is the Oif of Nisrimamti. How will we that we get the Oif of Nisrimamti? With Toyro. The best achor to Taylor is mit Taylor. So, such a galdic pace. Ishkech Muhammad, we had the self word in Taylor. Of course, the Mokkama Kvis with Taylor, that's the best achor for Yimei Shavuos, Yimei Matan Taylor, Shavuos, all the Echit, Yimei Kabel, Taylor, Be'ahavo, Be'yiro, Ishtav a galdic year.